I want to start from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 5, in verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I want to start with the first word, therefore. Therefore is joining this conclusion to what we have been discussing. That's why therefore is there. So when you see therefore, it's following, you know, or from the four mentioned, then you can conclude. So it becomes important that we just go a little backwards so that we can be within the context of the scripture. Verse 12, for we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge those, that if one died for all, then all died. Yep. Hallelujah. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let me just take it from there. Let me leave the rest because we can read it up later. I want you to understand what it says or what it means when it says, therefore, from now on, we regard no man according to the flesh. And now it says, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, what he was saying is this quickly. We have known Christ according to the flesh. He was talking to a generation that saw Christ walk on the face of the earth. Oh, yeah. They saw him like you are seeing me. So he said, though we related with him that way, that is man to man, he said, but it's no longer possible. Because right now, we don't do that. And yet, we still relate with him. We are going by his instruction, and he's answering to our requests. He's saying we should go in his name, and he will follow us with signs and wonders. And anything we bind in his name, he will bind. Anything we lose, he will lose. He says, look, these signs we follow them that believe in my name. Because he says, go. And these signs we follow them that believe in my name, they will cast out devils. So right now, when we come against devils in his name, they obeyed. So he is no more in the flesh, but he's still doing his part of the beat. We still know him, but no longer in the flesh. See, in the same manner, we don't recognize people in the flesh anymore. We would rather that you communicate in the spirit. See, Pastor, wouldn't that look funny? No. You want to understand what I mean? How can you forgive when you are badly hurt? It takes a spiritual connection. How can you love unconditionally? It takes a spiritual connection. Hello? How can you satisfy the demands of the kingdom? It takes spiritual. But you are still in the flesh. But then you operate in the spirit as well as in the flesh. So you have control. You can choose whatever frequency you want at any time. Anyway, I think I'll just speed past that when I come back. So in verse 17 now says, therefore, but before them. Look at verse, still within the context. Look at verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, praise the Lord, because we judge those, that if one died for all, then all died. God, church, are you here with me? You understand that? That's simple. If one died for all, then all have died. But if one died for himself, then you need to die for yourself. So Jesus died for Tyro. Did he die for you? And that's why Tyro will not need to die that kind of death anymore to be accepted in the kingdom, to be accepted by the Father, to stand justified before the throne of God, the very holy throne of God. I won't have to die for my sins directly. Jesus died for me. So one died for all. And because one died for all, then all have died. That's exactly what the Bible means when it says, as many as receive him, to them he has given the capacity, the ability to become sons of God. Come on, are you here with me? Praise the Lord. But you see, he didn't just stop there. He said, now, if you agree that one died for all, then those whom he died for do not live unto themselves anymore. He died for you, then live his life. That's what he's saying. 15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose. It's the least I can do. Praise the Lord. I say, praise Jesus. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, so who is in Christ? The one that he died for. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Oh, yeah? Yes. How? He's living normally, but his normal life is now supernormal. How? He's living for him who died for him. He's not living just for himself anymore. So it's a new life. It's a new creation altogether. I'm just following the flow of the letter. I read a part of the Bible for us, or I mentioned it in the first service, Romans chapter 7. Paul was talking. He said, oh, what a wretched man that I am. The things I want to do, I find myself not doing. The things I should not do, can we look at it quickly? Romans chapter 7. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I don't know who the person is. He's a power anointing. I don't know whether he's giving you a gift or he's wrenching you out of a hold, but something is happening. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable because it's very, very strong. That's why I have to announce it that way. But whoever the person is, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your life will never be the way it used to be again. Receive in Jesus' name. Romans chapter 7. It's a long piece, but I'll just skip from time to time. Let me read from verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law, for I would not have covetousness unless the law has said you shall not covet. But sin, taken opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desires, for apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will do, I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not do, and I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. In my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find it then a new law, that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my member, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God. Through Jesus. Come on, somebody say, through Jesus. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the Lord of God, but with the flesh, the Lord of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are where? In Christ. All right, let's come back. If any man is what? Come on, talk to me. Again. Glory be to God. This man says, this sin thing is difficult. How do I survive it? I mean, I now understand, but I want to go, but this is what happens. I want to do, but this is what happens. But can I tell you something, church? I want your ears open in the name of Jesus, because it will be easy for me to deliver this case by the help of the Spirit. Very easy. And let me warn ahead of time, if you are looking for deliverance, you will get it today. In the name of Jesus. If you don't want it, there's nothing I can do. And there's nothing Jesus can do. There's nothing the Holy Ghost can do. But if you want it, you get it. Now, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, everybody say, in Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Say, in Christ. I say, in Christ. In other words, the new creation cannot be any other where except for the one in Christ. And this no condemnation status, come on, church, is where? In Christ. There is therefore now, somebody say now, no condemnation to those who are in. So let's look at this in Christ yet people, because that's what is important. That's where Paul got his freedom. Hello. Isn't Jesus Lord? Amen. So if anyone be in Christ, the new creation, all things are passed away, all things are become new. Hallelujah. So what is creating the new? What is creating the old? Glory be to God. Yeah. The Bible says one man died for us, all of us died. Okay, glory be to God. So in other words, can go back to the book of Romans quickly. The Bible says through one man, Adam, we all lost it. Come on, church. And through one man, Jesus Christ, we all found it again. Come on, somebody. So Adam, through Adam, we went negative, as it were. And through Jesus, we came back to it. But let me warn you quickly, it's not an equal process. The equation does not balance that way. Let me tell you what balances the equation. Adam brought us this way. But when Jesus came, he didn't bring us back this way. He took us far above this way. So what Adam did cannot compare with what Jesus did in the reverse. So we are superior to what we used to be before the fall. I hope you understand that. So the devil and Jesus are never equal. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, lie means forever, never, never, and never in Europa. No. That's why we have scriptures like, the thief comes not but for to kill, to steal what? And Jesus, but I am come that you may have what? And that's it. Have it what? See what I mean? And that's why we have scripture like God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Because we have scriptures like, look, all things consist in him. Can you hear in Christ? Now listen, in Christ, in him, in whom? Saying all the same thing. And can I move quickly to say this? If you are really going to understand the Bible, understand the God of the Bible, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will now have to understand the in Christ bit of the Bible.